Welcome, everybody, to Connect Big, brought to you by ElephantNetworking.com. I would like to introduce the host of our show, Miss Valerie Lamp.
Hey, it's me. So I'm actually proud of the fact that we're doing this podcast because it's a monsoon out right now, and it was close. It was iffy.
I don't want to tell you. I don't want. We lost electricity twice, so let's hope. Let's hope it doesn't happen.
Oh my god! I saw on the way here the hugest lightning bolts of all time. I was like, it's going to hit my car. I'm on the Loop Parkway. It's going to kill me.
Yeah, it was. It was, and it came out of nowhere, which is the weirdest. Like, I mean, it's like, really, it's supposed to do this today? Nobody told me that. And then all of a sudden, my phone starts like beeping and telling me weird things.
Well, you know what was weird? I was actually having a meeting with a realtor in Belmore. Merrick. And same thing to me. Whatever. And we're sitting there, and we were having some edamame and broccoli because I'm trying to eat healthy. And the next thing you know, us plus like six other people that we don't know who were also like in the same restaurant, everyone's phone started going crazy.
Yeah.
And making the same noise. It was freaky. I was like, oh my God, is this a terrorist thing? But it was actually just like these weather alerts. And I was like, wow, that's kind of cool and weird at the same time. But driving here was definitely a challenge. But I'm proud of us because here we are.
Yeah, we're doing it anyway. So, right. By the way, you say you're eating healthy. And I want to just tell you, for almost 3 weeks now, mm-hmm. I've been on a pretty much no carb, just eating a lot of vegetables, fish, chicken, things like that. Besides the fact that I've actually lost weight, which that's not even what I'm trying to do.
I'm just trying to feel healthier.
Feel healthier. And, right. I want you to know.
More energetic.
I do.
Yeah.
And the other cool thing about it is that, you know, when you first switch to that kind of a lifestyle, you know, you miss all the things like, you know, my kids with the mac and cheese and all the fun things, pizza, all the things. But I got to tell you. Now that I'm used to it, like having an egg white omelet in the morning with broccoli and spinach, and now that I'm used to it,
it
fills me up fine. I don't miss it. You know, all I drink is water, nothing else.
I'm really happy for you, but I'm also excited because I wanted to touch on my theme for today was actually self-improvement, because I personally think that the best people in business and in business networking are always looking to become their best. You know what I mean? Like, they're always looking out there. Yeah. And health is a huge part of it. And I don't know if I told you this, but I've been very public about it, not for any other reason than I want to hold myself accountable and also encourage other people to kind of seek out their best self. But I joined Weight Watchers about 2 weeks ago.
Awesome.
Yeah. And the reason I went with that was just because...
That's going to get you eating healthier regardless.
Well, yes. And also the people who I know who have lost weight and kept it off over a long-term period and haven't yo-yoed have done it through Weight Watchers. So, you know, and they have a sick app, which I know you would love, but it's crazy. You can scan.
I know the app.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Listen, but if it's helping you,
it is.
That's all that
it
matters.
Is. And it gives me like a daily goal, and like they give you a fitness goal, and everything is monitored via points. And I love it. But the point is that self-improvement to me is everything, because we're always... Everyone's a work in progress, you know what I mean? And it's easy to...
Always.
Yeah, and it's easy to focus on, let's say, it's easy to focus on business, or it's easy to focus on, you know, friends or your wife or your personal life. And
You
forget about... Exactly.
Yeah.
So today I just wanted to touch on that really fast.
I have two tips.
All right, go ahead. Go.
I got two quick internet tips for everybody right here.
Tell me.
What you just said, there's never an end to learning. There's never an end to getting better.
Right.
There are two websites, okay, that if you ever want to keep learning, one is udemy.com, UDEMY.com. People give courses on that, $20, $15. You want to learn about anything, it's unbelievable that what's on that site.
Cool, I've never heard of that.
The other site that I wanted to tell you about is something called clarify.fm. Now, what that site is, which is really cool, which a guy like you should go on, is you go on that site and say, I'm interested in learning more about this, and you can schedule a phone call with an expert for like $2 a minute. So let's say you do a 15 minutes, so it's a $30 phone call in 15 minutes, and you find out everything you ever wanted to know about this.
Right. It's less than lunch.
And you're dealing with, and you're dealing with an expert.
Right.
So those are two, I just, you know, because you were on that about self-improvement.
Absolutely. No, this is, 100%.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just wanted to tell you those things.
I can't wait to look into those. I mean, you know me. Look, I read every single day. I read articles. I read books. Right now, in the middle of actually a book written by an SNL writer. That's like my fun book. I always have a fun book, and then I have a serious book. And I won't talk about the serious book because it's political, so we won't talk about that. But whatever. I'm a sponge for information. I love Inc.com for business articles, as well as Entrepreneur.com and Huffington Post, whatever. But the other thing I wanted to mention was, so in line with the Weight Watchers thing is, and by the way,
did you hear the bell? You're out of time.
I'm down 5 pounds. I'm down 5 pounds. I'm so freaking excited about
that.
That's
awesome.
I know. And
you should be proud of yourself.
They gave me a little star. These people are great. You walk in, you weigh in, they clap for you.
But you know what? That's not easy.
It's not. I'm changing everything that I'm doing. I don't put sugar in my coffee anymore. I'm doing stevia.
Doesn't it inspire you to keep going, though?
It's more than that. And this is why I want to tie it into business networking, because it's more than, yes, I want to keep going and I want to be better this week than I was last week. But more than that, it spills into work. It spills into my energy level and like my ability to feel more confident with getting everything done that I need to during the day. And I look at the day more like, how much can I get done today? But the reason I want to also tie this in is because I watched a TED Talk. I don't know if you ever watched.
Okay. Yeah.
So TED.com offers an incredible series of professional and amateur talks, and I need to talk about it because it inspired me to do these 30-day challenges. If you Google TED Talks 30-day challenge, there's a guy who comes up. He works for Google, and he talks about how you can do anything for 30 days. So you can cut out sugar for 30 days. You can bike to work for 30 days. You can, take a photo every day for 30 days. Whatever your challenge is, it can be done for 30 days. So for 30 days, I've done a bunch of different things, eat a salad a day for 30 days and what have you. But it's the mindset. And that is what I want to communicate to anyone who's out there in the business networking world. If you really want to improve, it doesn't matter what it is. It can be in business. It could be delete every email in my inbox for 30 days. It could be, make one phone call to someone I don't know that well and set up a coffee appointment for 30 days straight. Do a 30-day challenge, and not only will you accomplish more, but every single day means more to you when you have a goal associated with it. So along the lines of self-improvement, I just really wanted to mention that.
I think also what you just said, goals, realistic goals are important.
Realistic. Right.
They're important.
Absolutely. And I actually...
By the way, this is another thing that I love about Elephant Networking over other networking, and it's no offense to the other places, but you don't, first of all, the podcast we do is great, but you don't get this kind of, it's more like, who'd you bring, la, 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 la. But this is really stuff to not only networking, but you get information about growing and bettering yourself and bettering your business and making it's awesome what you do.
Right.
You do
I
a really
love
good
you.
Job.
Thank you. And you know what?
And I'm not really just saying it because I'm part of it. I'm saying it because that's why I've been, how long are we together?
8 years.
It's a long time.
It is. It's a decent amount of time.
And I want to say that I have gotten business from Elephant Networking. I still have clients from Elephant Networking. And not only that, but I've given a lot of business to Elephant.
Yes, you
other
have.
People in Elephant Networking.
Absolutely.
So it's really been a great experience. And I don't always get to say that on the podcast. So I just wanted to
thank you, Peter. No, and you know what? I really, the one thing I will hang my hat on is the fact I'm literally wearing a hat. Yeah. No, but I hang my hat on the fact that I really attract people who care and they want to help other people and they want to, I think, they want to get better at their own everything, their own craft, their own networking skills, their sales skills, their professionalism. I attract good people, and I thank God for it all the time.
Speaking of good people, yes. I think this guy you got right. here is awesome.
he is, actually, and thank you for that, because he definitely deserves his own time, especially traveling in this monsoon. But, all right, so Craig Cody is one of our newest return members, I should say. He was a member for a while, and then he wasn't, and now he's back, and yay!
And that's cool. That happens. People, you know.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you something. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but Craig Cody, CPA of Craig Cody, he's a certified tax coach, and he's with Craig Cody and Company. I believe that this podcast is one of the things that intrigued him in terms of a new additional member benefit that brought him back. And I'll get into that with him in a minute. But let me just give you his intro, because it's really awesome. So he's a certified tax coach and CPA. He's a business owner, and he's a former New York City police officer with 17 years on the force. So thank you for your service.
I'm glad I hid the weed.
Yeah. He's not. No, I'm only kidding. But in addition to being a CPA for the past 15 years, he is an important designation. He's a certified tax coach, which basically it belongs to a select group of tax practitioners throughout the country who undergo extensive training and continued education on various tax planning techniques and strategies to become, as well as remain certified. So it's more than just a typical designation. It's ongoing, you know, classes and continuing ed. Within this organization, he's co-authored an Amazon best-selling book,
wow,
which is called Secrets of a Tax-Free Life, which, by the way, I actually have an autographed copy of. So without any further ado.
I would also like to say something. In my 3-minute talk with him before we started the show.
While I was in the ladies' room. Go ahead.
I don't say this about every guest that comes in here, but I just got the feeling that everybody needs to call this guy. Everybody listening needs to call this guy, because you have nothing to lose.
Now that is, Craig, I don't know. I mean,
thank you for that.
Let's just drop the mic.
so can you tell us about you?
On that note, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Our pleasure.
I'm a CPA and a certified tax coach. And what that means is everything we do, we look at from a tax savings angle. Okay. So typically we'll get a referral. Okay. We're working with business owners or real estate owners. We'll analyze their business returns, their personal returns. We'll see what missed deductions they've had, or maybe things that they could be doing a different way. And we provide analysis, and we say, you know what, you missed X amount of deductions. We could save you X amount of dollars. And we do a tax plan for them, and we get paid up front, but our fee is actually 100% refundable, and no one has ever asked for our money back.
So the fee, if there's no money to be saved...
Well, when we do the analysis, we know what the money is to be saved. So that's before we even quote them a fee.
Okay.
Okay. Then we say, we expect you're going to save $20,000.
Okay. Okay.
We typically err on a conservative side. The fee is going to be X. You pay us up front. It's 100% refundable. And it's instant gratification, and nobody's ever asked for their money back, because it's quite a lot of savings.
And the other nice thing that you told me was that you also, if somebody already has an accountant, you work with hand in hand with their accountant to you know, do this.
Yes, we put together a report, okay, and they could take it to their accountant, and they could put it all together, okay, or they could work with us, or we could work with their accountant. It's depends on how they want to work.
That's nice. So it's really an open architecture in that sense.
Yes. Nobody has to leave their brother-in-law or their drinking buddy.
Okay.
Well phrased.
Okay. I like that.
Open architecture.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that too.
So I come to you. You do the analysis. You say, this is what you could save. This is the fee.
Correct.
Well, you know what I find interesting also is the fact that they're willing to... Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so you don't pay anything until you know what you're going to save.
Exactly.
I
Exactly.
Right. No brainer.
What do you have to lose, people?
You know what that kind of reminds me of is Green Audit USA. Remember they were here and like they'll come to your house, they give you an energy audit, it's free.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, okay. It's similar. And we did it. We did it because we were like, well, this is a no brainer for us. I mean, if there's no downside and only upside, why wouldn't you find out? You know? How far back do you go on these?
We typically look at 2 years worth of tax returns.
Two years worth of returns.
Sometimes we'll find something. We'll find a mistake. Or we'll find something that was maybe done not the right way, and we could go back and make some changes. Typically, that's not the case, but it does happen. Okay, and I appreciate the plug before. And we did set up a special landing page.
Oh, cool!
They can go and they could download the 10 most expensive tax mistakes that cost you thousands.
So the people are listening right now.
Listening now, it's Craig Cody and Company CraigCodyandCompany.com/connectbig.
Okay.
Ooh.
And we're getting a free PDF or
a free PDF report.
Okay.
Okay.
I love it.
And we also get their name and their email. And if they want to contact us, it'll take them to our page. And
it's awesome.
So I always have to go to the negatives because that's just what tends to draw everyone's attention. You know what they say, like bad news always is page one. But so I need to ask, what are the biggest mistakes that you see small business owners making regarding taxes?
It can be wrong. It's typically wrong entity classification. Okay,
interesting.
That's a big one. Not really taking the time to look and see what they can do to do things differently. Taking a proactive approach. Most people, they go to their accountant at the end of the year and they're looking back. Okay,
right.
Look at where you are today and look forward and say, what can we do or what can you do? Okay, that's going to save you money.
That is interesting. So in other words, you're saying like, okay, so, you know, you might have people that are under a DBA that should be an S corp or a C corp or something.
Correct. It could be the wrong entity type for what they are.
Right.
Okay. It could just be plain old missed deductions because they're going to see, you know, the accountant and the guy is doing a really good job. He's putting the right numbers in the right boxes, but he's not looking at it and being proactive. And that's what we do. Everything we do is very proactive.
I like that.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I'm all for being proactive.
And you remember what you said about bettering yourself, that this is what the show is about?
Yeah, I know.
That's better. If you learn about how to save money on taxes and what maybe be going on wrong with your end of the year stuff.
Right. Right. Well, they always say there's two ways to put more, you know, money in your bottom line. And it's either to, you know, make more money, get more sales, whatever, and or cut expenses. And if you can be smarter, you know, tax wise and money wise, I mean, we used to have this old adage in the finance world, which we would say to clients, and I think it resonated with most people, is that most people will spend, you know, 10 to 15 hours planning a vacation. They'll go online, they'll start to get ideas, you know, they'll post stuff on social media like, you know, where was your last vacation that you loved? And people will give in, you know, Italy and this and that and this place, that place, this hotel. You have to go to this restaurant. You have to try this all-inclusive. You'll get a million responses. Then they'll take the information and search around for deals, flights. Everything takes so long. But to try to get that same person to invest that time, 10 to 15 hours, in their own financial success.
I know.
It is close to impossible.
Tip.
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 When you're on vacation.
Okay.
Don't post photos that you're on vacation.
Burglary.
Right. Hello.
Right.
You know, it's like, hey, every crook in the planet, come on over. We're away. You know,
I've done. You know, what's even worse is that I've done it. And 9 times out of 10, I have either an 80-year-old. No, I have an 80-year-old or an 85-year-old at my house watching my dog. So now I'm jeopardizing other people.
Yeah. So,
all right. Good tip. All right. So, I have another question for you. So, you know, ideally, in this kind of Mary Poppins world, in the eyes of a small business owner, you have this ideal relationship with a CPA, right? And you know, let's paint the picture, because I know that in reality, you actually do extra things that a lot of people are missing. So what I want to know is how can business owners use their CPA to their advantage, and how often should we be meeting with you or conference calling with you?
It depends on really the size of your business, but you need to communicate with your CPA on a regular basis, okay? Some people that's weekly, some people that's monthly, some people that's quarterly. But you should be at least on a quarterly basis communicating with your CPA, because things change, things go on, you want to do things. Sometimes you don't realize what you want to do and how you're doing it wrong.
Mm. Well, I communicate with mine every quarter when he sends me the bill.
Is that a communication, the invoice?
And that's being reactive versus proactive.
Right.
I know. I'm,
right.
I'm kidding.
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
He's silly like that.
The funny thing is, my accountant, we were in a band together in high school. So, you know, it's like that kind of relationship. You
yeah.
know? He's a really good guy. The only problem I have with him, and he kind of knows, sometimes I feel he's a little too conservative. You know what I mean? A little over the top with it, but
right, like driving 45 and a 45.
Right.
Yeah, I hear you.
But
I hear you.
The things that we do are in the tax code, and when we produce a report, it shows you where the tax code says you can do that.
Okay. That's great.
So I consider that conservative. Okay, but I'm telling you, the tax code says here you can do this.
Right.
Hmm.
Okay.
You know, what I also find really interesting, and this is something that I know Craig Cody does offer, you know, we are more and more getting into this sharing economy, and people are outsourcing jobs, and not outsourcing like to India and overseas. I mean, just in general, like people are having part-time experts come in to their office, and they're outsourcing management. HR is a big one. Okay, I know several companies that are like TriNet, for example. They're one of our clients as well. People are outsourcing management, payroll, accounting, bookkeeping, etc. And what Craig Cody's company offers is outsourcing of CFO services, which is huge because it can save a small business a ton of money. I really want you to talk about that, because that is a very hot industry right now, and it's also, I don't think it's going anywhere. I mean, outsourcing in general is a great, I think, solution for a lot of businesses who can't afford to hire a full-time talented person, but they can still get the same results.
Yes, outsource CFO gives you, you know, the economies of scale. So in our business, the way we work it is, each client that is part of our outsourced CFO services has a bookkeeper that's assigned to them. They have a CPA that deals with them on a day-to-day operations. And then they have myself, who looks at things from the top down. And we do this strategic stuff. And it's very, it works on a financial, you know, for clients, because they're not paying a lot of money for a CFO that's doing CFO stuff and bookkeeping stuff. And when you have a growing business, you really need that strategic stuff.
Absolutely. And, you know, I want you to describe like the typical client who requires or is a good fit for outsourced CFO services.
It varies depending on, you know, what business the person is in. But we have construction clients. We have sourcing clients. We have investor associations, you know, multi LLC, LLP deals.
Okay.
You know, it varies. But they're typically, they're making money and they're growing, and they need that, you know, that experience, and they need that day-to-day, you know, interaction, and they need everybody to be talking to each other, okay? Because if they have a bookkeeper and they're using their CPA, and the bookkeeper and the CPA aren't talking, and now they have a crisis or they have a question, whereas we bring it all together, and our clients love it.
So let me ask you this. Where do we find you? How do we get in touch with you?
Okay. It's CraigCodyandCompany.com. And our phone number is 516-869-4051. And we are located in Manhasset, New York.
Excellent. And again, anybody listening to this podcast, if you go to CraigCody.com/connectbig, you can get what?
It's actually CraigCodyandCompany.com/connectbig. And you could plug in your name and your email, and you could download the 10 most expensive tax mistakes that cost you thousands.
Love it. Love it.
That is great. I love that you created that landing page. So before we run here, I do need to, I'm compelled to ask this question. So you're a cop. You were a cop. You're an ex-cop, right?
Yes. Yes.
How do you go from being the cop? Most cops that I know are in security, right?
Yes.
Security,
yes.
Fire prevention, something like that. How did you go into accounting and CPAing?
Well, my father was a police officer. My son is a third generation police officer.
Wow.
But I like to say saving people thousands of dollars is just as exciting as chasing a perp down the street.
Oh. I love it.
I tell you, I have a friend who was a police officer, and he went into pest removal.
That's what he went into.
He said,
get the criminals.
You know how many times he's been called to a house because there's like a raccoon in the backyard? You know, it's pretty funny.
That's similar. I get that, but this is.
Listen, it makes sense. It's still protecting you.
I get that.
It's still protecting you.
Looking out for your best interests.
Yep.
Here to serve.
Yep.
Yes, I do. Now I see it. All right, I got the connection.
What's going on with Elephant Networking? What do we got coming up?
All right, I got two quick events I definitely want to mention. So the first one is a member event. Our good friend and member Robert Altman, aka Robo, of Third Wave Events, has a great comedy night that he's promoting at right over here in Oceanside, Eat Gastro Pub, on this Thursday, July 28th.
And it's always a weird name for me.
I know.
Isn't that weird?
Well, now they're calling it EGP, so maybe I don't know.
But you know what I'm saying.
It's just do. Like, Eat / Gastro.
Yeah, it's such a weird name to call it. It's like one.
I know.
There was a Chinese restaurant that Kim and I saw somewhere in Lynbrook, I think it was. So good, so far.
So far, so,
so
good.
So far, so good, yeah.
I know that place. You know that? They have good food. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
I love that
maybe,
name.
But I chalk that up to something maybe getting lost in translation. But, you know, me personally, I just don't love the term gastropub.
Well,
it's
hello.
Just not my thing. Hello. So, anyway, so that's this Thursday. It's $40. You literally get an appetizer, salad, entree, and a drink for $40.
That's amazing.
Plus professional comedians entertaining. Right. So that's awesome.
And I will say Robo is excellent, and he always brings great comedians. So
he's a class act, that guy, but he's hilarious. And yeah, it's going to be a good time. So we're going to that. And then August 1st, of course, is Club Net, the fourth annual Club Net
party.
And you know what? See, some people kind of look at these fun social engagements and they're like, oh, well, you know, I want to grow my business and this seems, you know, hokey or whatever. The truth is we offer a huge variety at Elephant Networking, everything from the professional business networking morning, 8 o'clock in a bank, you know, breakfast meeting. But we also offer these other additional fun and, you know, let your hair down types of events because, A, there's all different personalities in the world of networking, and B, because when it goes back to that old adage about knowing you, liking you, and trusting you, you know, you got to let people get to know you, and you got to be you. And so if I know a lot of people, professional people, lawyers, accountants, real estate people who are musicians at heart, or they're artists at heart, and they love nothing more than to whip out a guitar or take the mic on like a karaoke night, and they're true, like, you know, wannabe rockers or whatever you want to call it. They used to be in a band. One of my favorite drummers is a matrimonial attorney. He's amazing, you know, and this is the stuff that feeds their passion and their soul. So for those people out there that want to let their hair down and show off that like old ulterior you know, ego, whatever it's called, what am I trying to say?
Yeah, it's just gonna be a fun night. You get to meet people, hang out with people, eat good food, have drinks, and have great music, and be part of it.
Right. And you don't have to get up and sing if you don't want to, but we do have live rock karaoke by Peter Cooperschmidt. Very talented band, very talented guy. How long have you been in the music industry, Peter?
You're not going to say
30 years?
Yeah, somewhere like
so,
that.
So, all right. So, and he's mm-hmm. done work with Joan Jett, Run DMC, Billy Joel, et cetera. And it's, you know, you will not be let down if you come to this event.
Cool. That's going to be a lot of fun. All right. So, today was a great show. I appreciate both of you coming out in this weather because it. I was a little worried about you when I heard all that stuff coming. I know you're driving and
we made it.
But yeah, all right. So yeah, whatever.
Thanks for staying for us.
It is what it is. And
yeah, well, actually, last but not least, I just should thank Cybernet. Cybernet is providing me this awesome platform to do this podcast. And aside from podcasts, I do everything digital marketing agency. And you guys are amazing. So
thank you.
I love you guys. And we're going to sign off with Think Big, Connect Big, Grow Big.